My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show. Spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, the Nichols and May of the Now Generation, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Happy New Year, Mike. I can't hear you, Mike.
My mic on?
Hey, Judy, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
There you go. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I can't believe I'm the only Jew in this room. How the fuck did that happen? I mean, it's like the Model UN here, but I'm the only kike. And for those on Radio Land, and speaking of Jews, Judy's got a mouthful of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Your very favorite pizza.
Our delicious pizza from Roberta's. It's my favorite. It's my favorite of all theirs.
So here we go. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about Jews.
Jews. We're going to talk about...
For a change.
Amanda Palmer.
Fuck her. We're going to meet the girl to gorilla. We're going to talk about New York rock and roll.
We're going to meet my boyfriend's
band. Oh my God, your boyfriend is here. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
He's going to tell you all the secrets you've always wanted to know about
me. I can't wait.
Yes.
He's a good looking fellow.
Yeah.
Where'd you buy him?
I bought him on Nerf.com, actually.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you introduce our guests, and then we're going to do a little Rosh Hashanah thing. We're going to have some apples and honey for a sweet new year, nice Jewish tradition, and then we're going to get ugly.
Okay. First, we have John Paul Skosik.
Hello.
Singer, guitar player, one of the founding members of Girls Who Gorilla. Then we have Steve Kilipang.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Steve. You might know Steve from Otto Shrunken Head, where he's one of the owners, and he's a great drummer and has played in a million bands. And then there's my sexy lover man, the weakness for the Greekness.
That'd be me.
Spiro Panassopoulos.
Yeah, you don't want to peek at the Greek.
So I've heard.
He's got a sexy voice on today. I usually only hear him talking to other women on the phone with that voice. Yes, hello. And I'm like, who is that? That's a woman you're talking to.
Oh, man. This is going to be a good show. I can feel it now. The sexual tension is building.
Costanza's parents
but first,
are here.
First, let's do the apples and honeys. You know, this is a nice tradition I wanted to share with everybody.
This is a Jewish
goys,
tradition.
You fucking goys. Yeah, apples and honey. It's Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and it's just for a sweet New Year. That's it. No other agenda. I'm not trying to convert you guys or anything.
Jews are anti-conversion, aren't they?
Yeah, well, we're not really. It's not an evangelical religion, you know? I mean, you can convert, but we kind of make it hard.
Yeah, you have to ask three times.
Jump through fucking hoops. It's not like, you know, Christians will sign pretty much anybody up.
Like American Idol.
Let's taste this delicious.
And one thing about Jews too, we generally don't storm embassies when you make fun of us.
Mm. I'm feeling like a stereotype.
I can imagine.
This is a delicious brown. I think we let the apple sit a little long, but does that mic work yet, Mike?
This mic's off. So.
Well, Mike will figure out the mic in some.
I have no idea why it's not working. I get paid to like fix that, but I don't know why it's not working.
Joe gets paid in pizza. That's why it's not working.
Well, anyway,
he wants toppings like we negotiated hardball for toppings. We used to only get plain pizza.
But we talked to corporate.
We talked to corporate, and our raise is the occasional
toppings.
Topping.
We get toppings. So today, also out here at Roberta's, is the Tiki Disco Party, which is like the apocalypse came early this year. It feels like every time they do this fucking thing.
We're too old for Tiki Disco, but also the lack of Tiki upsets me. And luckily, we have a Tiki expert here.
We have
here.
A true Tiki master in the house.
Because when you think of disco, you think of Tiki.
Well, I mean, you took a look at the backyard.
I did.
Did you see anything tiki about it?
Maybe something that can be set on fire.
Well, tiki is a very flammable genre.
Yeah. Do you have
all
any...
that thatched roofs and bamboo?
But they're all about like reclaimed here. Do you have any tiki tips for Brandon and them at Roberta's?
They could probably
get a bedpan full of rum.
Some rum would be good, and then they could set fire to what they have outside, and then put a real tiki bar in there.
Well, that's good. You guys, Otto, how long has Otto's been open now?
This October 20th will be our 10th anniversary.
Fucking A, right?
Wow.
And that's in a business that has a very short life expectancy. So, mazel tov, Steve.
Thank you.
Yay.
I know my life expectancy has been shortened.
And you don't even drink.
Yes.
Does that make it easier or harder to own a bar?
It definitely makes it easier.
Do you find your not drinking reinforced by watching Drunken Shenanigans?
No, because I kind of grew up with Drunken Shenanigans. So,
dude, I've been in that bar and it makes me want to go sober.
But they do have great glasses, great tiki
drink. I love the Alwasambi glasses, I do.
And they're running a contest right now to see who can design their t-shirt. Right now, you can get on to Otto's Facebook page and figure out if you have the art chops to design the next Otto's t-shirt, correct?
That's correct.
Now, so Otto's has a Facebook page, but Steve is one of two people that I know that don't have a Facebook page.
That's correct. I'm not on the book.
And you're not on the Twitter.
I'm not on the Twitter.
Yet you have a successful business, so I...
Well, our business has a Facebook / Twitter page thing, tweet.
You're so modern. You're so modern, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
You're really on the vanguard.
I
of the
still have a rotary
game.
Cell phone, so.
So okay, girl to gorilla. What does it even mean, girl to gorilla? I mean, I like girls and I like gorillas.
The story starts with. It wasn't always Girl to Gorilla. It used to be me and John started as the Merkins.
But that was a totally different incarnation.
It was a totally different incarnation. We also found out by watching PCU that there was already a band called the Merkins.
Merkins.
Yes, that terrible movie. But Girl to Gorilla, it was actually, we were looking for a name. It was just me and John again. We had lost some members. We wanted to be a band again. And
Writing new songs.
And I was at Coney Island, and I was hanging out with Todd Robbins. And Todd Robbins explained to me this excellent trick where you put a girl behind smoked glass and then you shift the mirrors and the girl turns into a gorilla and then she runs out and scares the fuck out of everybody in the place into the next, into the next carnival act. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And I said, and he told me it was in some James Bond movie at one point.
Diamonds
another.
Are Forever.
Right, it's- right.
Roger Moore's favorite James Bond movie.
And I was like, that's just very cool. I go, what's it called? He goes, Girl to Gorilla. And I was like, well, that's pretty damn cool. So,
at that point, we had gone through so many names and ideas. And every time, every other Thursday, we were like, oh, that's not good. And I just said, I don't care anymore. So, Spiro, think of something. And if it's good, it's fine, whatever it is. And he said, Girl to Gorilla. And I said, let's run with it.
Well, naming a band is always the most fun, right? It's like always, and also part of the most problematic bit of the whole thing. I mean, to settle on something that you have to live with for a long time?
It wasn't fun at all, actually. I now have a slew, list of different names that I think I would even prefer.
Oh, I could do a book. I could do a whole book. We could start with my Steve Miller cover bands. I've got Jungle Love, for instance. I was in the Ronchans for many years. Probably the worst fucking name of all time. First of all...
I disagree.
First of all, it sounds like a gay porn movie.
The Ronchans, all right?
And it doesn't... It's a pun, and I fucking hate puns and band names. It doesn't translate to any other language. We spent a lot of time touring Europe. Primarily, we toured Europe, and every day someone would say, "What means ranch?"
Oh,
it does, ranch and ranch, it just doesn't translate. Sure, you gay porn fans get it. that was not good.
Well, since we have musicians on, and you're a musician, and I'm just a singer.
You'd like to share your instrument with us?
I'm not going to share the instrument today because I had some dairy and that makes me a little phlegmy, I won't sing with you.
Fucking diva.
Spiro has heard me sing so many times and he saw
the... lucky man.
He saw that Mabel, the cat, the departed cat, would come running from wherever she was hidden whenever I would sing and sit... and trying to climb into my mouth. But anyway, so what I...
Aren't we doing a Whitney Houston... Aren't we going to do a Whitney Houston special soon?
I hope so.
How come it's Houston Street, but it's Whitney Houston?
Because she's from Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to talk... I just wanted to get a feeling from musicians about the Amanda Palmer debacle.
Fuck her.
On one hand... musicians play for free all the time. On the other hand, this is someone who's built a career on, like, artists helping artists. She got over $1 million off Facebook. I argued with this horrible C word the other night at this Ooh. Point.
Communist?
she felt that Amanda was completely justified. I feel like she's asking skilled musicians. It's not like when I danced with Michael Clark, being a spaz, having a new experience. She's asking skilled musicians who make their living playing music to come play for free.
When
for
you
chance.
Dance with Michael Clark, being an amateur, an untrained dancer, is part of the whole operation, right? It's sort of looking yeah. for outsiders to become part of it and to gel. And and part of the process is the art. The art, right? And
yeah.
the process are hand in hand. You know, first of all, you know I'm not a Kickstarter fan. I think it's just panhandling. You know, it's bullshit. You know, you find a way to finance your own projects. I mean, it's sort of the way I was brought up, and just holding out your hand. You know, on the other hand, you know, just to work, you know, both sides of the argument, I get it. Sometimes give something in return to your fans to try to complete
yeah.
a record. But this girl raised $1 million.
Over $1 million.
$1.2 million is a lot of fucking money. You can't make a record like that. What are you, Fleetwood fucking Mac? Is this 1978?
What about all the money that she got from doing that role in The Fisher King? That was fantastic.
Oh, God. Zing.
But that's a lot of fucking money. And you can't get this rolling for that?
But, I don't understand.
But even if you don't make them, even if putting that money aside, she's playing places like Webster Hall where there is admission. I mean, can't she give them $30 each? That seems like...
The amount of damage she did to herself not paying musicians so outweighs what she saved in PR and just bad press. I mean, this is the biggest knucklehead move I've ever heard in my life. And the guys know me. I look at everything from a business standpoint. That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Not to play devil's advocate, but
yo, please
what
do.
about the musicians who actually did volunteer? In fact, what about them? They did it for a reason.
There isn't a problem
for their resume. They can be maybe sessions musicians or touring musicians.
Oh, some resume, not much barrier to entry to that.
I did show up with your cello.
Look, I'm just saying. I don't agree with it at all. I think it's
you can put Mike and Judy show on your resume.
I will.
You're one of the elite.
we were actually talking about this yesterday, and we said, look, if Bruce Springsteen put out a call and said, hey, listen, we'd like you to pay for us for free, there'd be a line around the corner of people wanting to play with Springsteen for free. There's nothing wrong with wanting to play with somebody that you like, right? And then being able to do so.
Yeah, but
right?
Judy's point is well taken. She's asking for string players.
Yeah.
She's not asking for people to join and to be like some gangbang choir of background vocals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
right.
know, or like what Judy did, you know, which is, you know, the experience added value to.
To my life.
To your life. Such
it
as
did,
it is.
Really.
She's just trying to cheap out on paying musicians.
Can
end
I
of story.
Ask a topical question? What has she done? I actually am not really
yeah,
familiar with her.
I don't
her
know
work.
What this bitch is either.
Yeah. She was in the
okay,
Dresden
enough
Dolls.
With the B word.
Okay.
Oh, man.
She was in the Dresden Dolls. She, you know, she married the Neil Gaiman, so she's famous.
Oh,
by
now he I know.
Okay, yeah. she was famous. She has a really rabid fan base. She had that long before. She just married Neil last year, but. I mean, she does have people who love her and who want to play with
her.
There
are people who are dropping $10,000 to her Kickstarter.
Right. For $1.2 million, hire a PR person.
Thank you.
I know. Yeah. Apparently, she's got the same person as running the Romney campaign.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so
I don't necessarily have a problem with her saying, hey, if you want to climb up on stage and play some songs with us, you know, do so. Mm-hmm. You know, just come by and learn the songs and then we'll play. But the way she, you know, she's her response to the whole open letter thing is like, oh, you know, I support buskers, like, because you dropped a few dollars on somebody's guitar case on, you know, the boardwalk gives you, you know, the right to ask for people to play for free. No, it's just bad PR.
No, I can't afford a string section thing. Just does not fucking fly when you raise that kind of money.
Especially
I
want
to see
the
Sharrells
in
a fucking
today.
Nightclub and they have a string section.
And I'm sorry, our
we
string
have a string section.
Yeah, we do have a
we
string
have six
section.
Strings.
Yeah. All on one instrument. Okay, but our string section is our string players so in demand right now that they won't work for cheap? I mean, seriously, are they so like, oh, I listen.
She'll have no trouble getting people. It's just,
I know.
It's just
But when you're asking someone
precedent.
To come in and it's, you're also, you know, fuck not getting paid for the gig. You should get paid to rehearse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's when, on that level, you get paid for rehearsal.
No, I look, I think that what she did was fine up to the point where It's just a bad perception. He's like, okay, she's got $1.2 million. She can't afford the $30,000 that she says that would cost her to hire a string section full time. I mean, $30,000. I mean, how many tickets does she sell? You know, she could charge an extra dollar and probably pay for the band.
All right, it doesn't cost $35,000 for a string section per night.
No, not per night, to take on tour.
Oh, that's okay. Out of this budget. And how many gigs is that? I mean, do the math. Yeah. If it's 35 gigs, it's only $1,000 a night.
Yeah.
You know, right. If that's the show she wants to put on.
Suck it up.
You know, a lot of people lose money out on the road. She's making money on the merch. I mean, the business has changed.
Yeah, the merch is
so much. And you know, if she's making $10,000 to God knows what, $50,000 a night, you know, just off the door in the guarantee, certainly she can pay a string section at union rates and get qualified, you know, excellent people, which is New York is full of, to come and rehearse properly and put on a show. Ultimately, her responsibility is to the audience.
Right. Well, her problem is the perception. When people are throwing millions of dollars your way and you're telling you're asking for free help, it leaves a bad taste in people's mouths.
Well, she offers hugs and beer in return and some merch.
I've got hugs and beer.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, let's play some free music, Girl to Gorilla. Are you going to play my favorite song, Rehab, first?
Wait, you're getting exactly what you'd get playing with Amanda if we're doing this game. Pizza and beer, and Judy will hug you.
Yeah. And Spiro, maybe. I mean, speaking of bad PR, he runs our PR.
We're actually getting more because she's not giving pizza away.
That's true. We give pizza. And I was, you know, Steve and Spiro don't drink, but you bought John a beer, so
there you go.
We did all right. They did all right.
I like Modelo.
What are you gonna play?
We're gonna do as per your request, Judy, your favorite song that unfortunately there's another, I guess, more widely known version of it by a British dead woman, you know, to be frank. But we're gonna play Rehab.
Yeah, not the Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse version. This is the Girl to Gorilla version. All right. Go to rehab. I wanna be a better man. I gotta change the way I think, but I want another drink, and I don't want to understand why I should be in rehab. Cause my life is just a lie, with all the alcohol and coke and all the cigarettes that I smoke. Even Jesus had to die, but step by step I'm gonna make it through. When I get out, the first round's on you. Oh hell, I guess it's back to rehab again. I got out of rehab, thought that I'd get by. I'd go to AA every week. When it was my time to speak, I was thinking about getting high. I got out of rehab, but I didn't get too far. I thought I'd be fine with a sip of dinner wine. Now I'm snorting shivers at the bar, yeah. Step by step, wait and see. And if I don't, your next one's on me. Oh hell, guess it's back to rehab again. I've been in and out of rehab. I tried to do what they say, and I remember getting shakes and terrible stomach aches. But right now I confess, I'm feeling okay. Cause now I'm out of rehab, but I'm sure I'm gonna be there soon. Cause when I'm done with all these jokes, I'm gonna smoke a couple tokes, and I'll be outside howling at the moon, yeah. Step by step, I'm gonna make my way back. When I get out, I'm gonna smoke all of the crack in the world. Don't I go to rehab ever again? No, no, that's why I gotta get to rehab. Yeah, yeah, but I don't wanna go to rehab. No, no, that means I better get to rehab. Gotta get to rehab. I wanna go to rehab. I
and then I'll get to rehab.
All right, girl to gorilla.
I don't feel so good.
And without your viola player bass, well, I wanted Spiro to do human beatbox bass, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh.
So this is so exciting, though, Judy, to have your boyfriend here. This is
do you have any questions for him? I got to ask Sarah Lee some questions, his mom.
Yeah, Judy asked my mom, where'd you go wrong with Michael?
She made great cakes. Love cakes.
Oh, you know, never heard that before.
Like, I've never heard Judy.
Well, Judy, you know, you're famous for writing a book called How Not to Date. And, I don't know, you met Spiro on the internet, and it stuck.
I know, it stuck.
It can happen.
She wrote it after she met Spiro. Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, we're getting kisses.
Well, for those of you in Radio Land,
adoring public,
who can't see us, we're sitting in the radio station behind Roberto's with a big glass window. It's kind of like being in the fishbowl here, and it's pretty easy to spot the awkward dates.
And we can watch all the people picking their noses.
But we don't have any awkward. We haven't had any awkward dates this
week. Well, this would be a real awkward date. I mean,
yeah, they're not on a date.
No,
they're
I just, don't think so.
They've read about it in the show.
I can always spot though when I'm in a restaurant the internet date. You can see it from a mile away.
It's so uncomfortable. It's palpable. Like when Spiro and I had our first date, he brought all his friends along.
I didn't do that.
You
what I
did?
I positioned all my friends. I positioned the date at places where all my friends already were.
And why would you do such a thing? What is this some
because
sort of...
I knew she was a dating columnist, and if she wrote anything, I wanted witnesses to the contrary.
I was writing the column for New York Press at the time.
That's like
I thought I was just a column. I didn't think I was a date.
Wow, date paranoia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would be paranoid, too.
Yeah.
Dating columnist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up with that TV show that we both reviled? I can't even remember what it's called, about the sex columnist, the dating columnist. Was that fucking awful
sex
Bravo
the
show?
City.
No, not Sex in the City.
Oh, Misadvised.
Jeez Louise. And I think, you know, the idea is, I'm going to go out with a sex columnist, that's going to be good.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, it's nerve-wracking. It is. The first date was nerve-wracking because I'm sitting there trying to be on my best behavior, not knowing what... Maybe my best behavior is totally not what this columnist wants.
I wore my lucky shirt on that date. But he watched a couple of Misadvised with me and said, this is the show where horrible people do horrible things.
Yeah.
That would be mostly all of the Bravo programming
at
this point.
The formula for all reality TV shows.
Seriously.
But it worked out.
And what's the secret to your success?
Tolerance. Valium.
That's good. Well, Steve, you got married pretty recently to a very good friend of mine, fabulous Lin Vaughn. Now, Lin Vaughn,
I'm
very in awe of both of you. You're two of my favorite people.
Thank you.
And
a very fun wedding.
And a super fun wedding. And wow, and both rock and rollers. How does that work? I mean, you're both slightly out of your fucking minds. I mean, you do realize that.
Yes, that's okay. She sings, I play the drums, so we drown each other out. It's good.
Yeah, that's right. And you play in the same band off and on frequently.
Yes, the Vondels.
The Vondels. And how does that work? I've never actually played music with someone I was romantically attached to or involved with.
It's good. It's fun.
Do you ever yell at each other?
We wait till after rehearsal.
It's not like Fleetwood Mac?
We don't do it in front of the kids, as it were.
So your whole band is taken except for Simon, who's not here, who's a really cute Canadian youngster. So does he get all your groupie tail?
Yeah, pretty much.
We try.
We push the groupie tail at Simon, whether Simon or gets it or not is.
I guess it could be overwhelming since he's.
Yeah.
You do push it on him.
And you guys have so many groupies. I've been to your gig.
Oh,
yeah,
very, very good looking band. Mm-hmm.
They are good looking.
They're very good. These aren't the vagina dryers.
No.
You know.
They're not like Rush or ELP or.
So you guys going to see Motorhead in Paris? I understand you guys are going on.
We're
going
to miss it by one day, right?
No, we're not. Well, we're getting in that day. I'm still trying to decide
we're
if we'll
try.
Have.
We'd like, you know, the Spiro and Judy French tour.
The French tour diary.
French, it's not so romantic, Spiro.
This is how romantic it was.
That's
it was
romantic,
Judy going,
so?
Do you want to go to Paris? Or,
Well, before we go, make sure you watch Phantom of the Opera, the Lon Chaney version, to get in the proper mood.
Okay. We're going to go to the...
And the Hunchback.
And the Hunchback, yeah. That's, you know, there you go.
We're going to go where the skulls are. What's it called?
Euro Disney.
We're not going to fucking Euro Disney.
Auschwitz? That's not in France.
Oh, yeah.
No, the catacombs. We're going to go to the catacombs.
The catacombs are fucking creepy. And you walk out of there with like death dust on you. Ugh. I mean, it's pretty fucking heavy.
Check out the cemetery, too, where Oscar Wilde is. And
Everybody, yeah. Basically.
We're going to do the goth tour.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, maybe you'll see Amanda Palmer on that tour.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hear she's goth.
And maybe her good friend.
Oh, did I mention her? Did I mention fuck her? I'm still thinking about this now. $1.2 million, and that's not enough money to like make a record and tour support? That's crazy.
I tell you what, if she needs tour support, hire a girl to Gorilla.
Seriously.
All right, like for
we'll pay our musicians.
Yeah,
for realsies. We play in bands and with varying degrees of success over the last 20 or 30 years. I'm playing in bands for 30 fucking years.
Year and a half, 2 years. I don't know what you're
talking about. but you know, we keep doing it. I've had some moderate success. I've been able to travel. I've been around the world a little bit. And why the fuck do we still do it?
Because we love it.
We love it. That's very obvious.
You got to do it.
It's a passion.
You know, I have people in my life that play golf every weekend or do whatever they do every weekend that I find ridiculous, and they look at me and say, I like golf. They go boating,
the
whatever.
The fact is that, for me, writing a song is compulsory. I can't help not writing a song. It just, something comes to me. You have to get it down, you put it to music, and then you bring it into the guys. I mean, we have, it has to happen. If it doesn't happen, then there's really something wrong with me.
Personally, I hate writing songs. I find it a distinct pain in the ass.
I like writing marketing copy about soft soaps.
But I am a slave to the riff. I'm a slave to the riff.
It's the creative process. I mean, seriously, you don't grow without being creative. I'm sorry, I don't think you do. I don't think that if you get rid of every creative outlet in your life, then you're just stagnating. And that's how you do grow, is by using your brain in that manner.
But so we're almost out of time because this is the quickest half hour on the internet today. But I wanted you guys to mention where we can find you if we want to hear more of your tunes.
You could find us on iTunes. You could find us on CD Baby. You could find us on Spotify. We are now on Spotify.
We're on Napster. We're on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Our debut album, Super Deluxe Custom Experience, is available in all those outlets.
And where can the girls come to show you their tits?
They can come and show us their tits at at the Legion Bar
this Thursday,
790 Metropolitan Avenue. We're playing every Thursday in September there, about 10:30, 10:30-ish. It's a free show.
Lots of other great players.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any cello players coming for free?
Yes, we do. There's going to be a cello player who's not going to be there for free, but she will be performing with our friend Brian Gruno last night. As well as Sheena Bazaar's band,
Cat Lady Sheena.
Yep. As well as, I'm trying to think, there's going to be quite a few different players.
Is Boxtopus going to play?
Boxtopus, which is Lynn Vaughn's other project.
And still my favorite singer in New York, by the way.
Yep. Yeah. So,
Mike, you played with us a couple weeks
ago. It
was
great. It's a great gig. Lainey Ford. You guys were fantastic, absolutely.
And right across the street from White Castle.
And the Decks of Dreams.
I saw today in the New York Post that Shirley MacLaine loves White Castle. That's
pretty awesome.
We needed another reason to love White Castle.
One more completely insane person to chime in. Oh, maybe it wasn't. What did I just say? Shirley
MacLaine.
No, it's like Laverne and Shirley. That one.
And just quickly, we're also going to do
Marshall.
A quick guest spot for Steve's birthday this week at Otto's. It's Saturday the 22nd. So we're going to appear somewhere
that would be
in that
Otto's Shrunken Head.
Yeah,
Otto's Shrunken Head on 14th Street, the greatest tiki bar. Remember the Hawaii Kai? You were a Hawaii Kai fan back in the day.
Yep. Love the Hawaii Kai.
Going to Trader Vic's too to like.
Oh, Trader Vic's was great because you could go see the Ramones in Central Park and go pee at Trader Vic's.
At
the plaza.
Man, invariably someone jump in the fountain after Trader Vic's. Man, you drink one of those giant bedpans full of rum with a drink for four people, but there are only two of us.
So delicious.
Danger zone.
Anyway, so what are we going to hear for our outro, you guys?
We're going to do a song that's going to be on our new album. By the way, we're thinking about doing a promotion for the new album, trying to find a title for it.
If you guys raise $1 million on Kickstarter, you can come back to the Mike and Judy show.
Well, no, basically, we're going to do a little promotion where you're going to be able to name our album, and we're going to pick one, and we're going to give you some kind of a prize that will have to do with alcohol, I guess.
Beer and Hugs.
Yes.
Beer and Hugs.
Which I think I want to nominate for the name of our new record.
Beer and Hugs.
Beer and Hugs.
That's what Amanda Palmer should call her new piece of shit.
Anyway, this is going to be a song that's featured on the new album. It's a newer song. It's called Keys on the Counter.
All right, it's Girl to Gorilla here on the Mike and Judy Show. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Joe the Engineer at Roberta's and the Heritage Radio Network. See you guys next week.
Leave your keys on the counter, the bags on the floor. look on a face I've seen before. It's another waste of time. It's another waste of time. And now a foot's in a mouth, my heart's on my sleeve. There's nothing left to say, but still she won't leave. It's another waste of time. Yeah, it's another waste of time. Every step she ever took with me to get this far, it's just another reason I stay late at the bar. Now every dinner that I bought, every dance that we shared, even when we fought, I guess she never cared. It was all a waste of time. Yeah, it was all a waste of time. Every second, every minute, every hour of the day provides another reason why she had to go away. So leave your keys on the counter, I'll hold the door. Forget about goodbye, I can't take anymore. Cause it's all a waste of time. Yeah, this was all a waste of time. She was just another waste of time.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.